This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, good morning. Today is a special day in the life of our congregation. We mark the feast day of our patron saint. Saint David was born around 500 years after the birth of Christ. He was well known as a gifted teacher and preacher, and he founded many monasteries in Wales and in the surrounding areas. He was also an ascetic, and his monastic order is said to have required the monks to pull their own plows. They weren't allowed to use plow animals, and they were only allowed to eat bread with salt and herbs and drink only water. Beer was forbidden. His best-known miracle, we're told, occurred while he was preaching and speaking to a large group, and as he was speaking, it said that the earth rose up beneath him and a hill was formed so that he rose up in front of the people. And as that happened, it said, tradition says, a dove landed on his shoulder. So typically, if you see a picture of St. David on a banner or in a window, there's usually a dove somewhere on his shoulder or flying to land on his shoulder. In one of his final sermons that we have, we're told that he said, and I quote, "Lords, brothers, and sisters, be joyful and keep your faith in your creed and do the little things that you have seen me do and heard about. And as for me, I will walk the path that our fathers have trod before us." As a result, this phrase, "do the little things" or "do ye the little things in life," has become a well-known and a common phrase in Welsh, and it's a phrase that I want to use as we explore and look at the gospel reading for this morning. So as I was preparing this week, I came across an older commentary written by David Lowes, and in it, he suggested a reading of the parable of the mustard seed that was different from what I'm used to hearing. And in his write-up, he quoted John Dominic Crossan from his book, The Historical Jesus, and I'm going to quote him too. But Crossan says, "The point, in other words, is not just that the mustard plant starts as a proverbial small seed and grows into a shrub. It is that it tends to take over where it's not wanted, that it tends to get out of control, and that it tends to attract birds within cultivated areas where they are not particularly desired." And that, said Jesus, was what the kingdom was like. Not like the mighty cedar of Lebanon, and not quite like a common weed, more like a pungent shrub with dangerous takeover properties. Something you would want in only small and carefully controlled doses, if you could control it. What I liked is at this point the parable becomes something darker and a little more foreboding. It underscores and it reminds us that the kingdom of God is coming to transform the world, to shake things up, and to challenge everything that we believe in. It reminds us, that the kingdom is outside of our control, that it's meant to spread wildly and to disrupt the status quo. The kingdom is meant to overrun and to overturn the fear, the scarcity, and the injustice that grows in the world. The kingdom brings love and justice and holy chaos. And I found a great deal of hope in this message this week, and I certainly hope that you will too, because for me it was a much-needed reminder that God is always at work in the world bringing justice and love, even if the signs seem to point elsewhere. A reminder that the mercy and the grace of God spreads and grows with reckless abandon, and that it isn't easily stopped or controlled. It was also a reminder that God's kingdom grows and flourishes despite human attempts to control or to bend or to manipulate its impact. The parable, therefore, provides a hope that encourages and lifts us up, but that I also believe is meant to drive us to action. While we can't control the spread of the kingdom, we can support it. And we can also look for its signs and orient ourselves towards its action and its promise. One of the little things that we can do is to seek out the signs of the growing kingdom. Look for the places where love and justice and mercy are overthrowing fear and scarcity and division. Our own awareness of the kingdom serves multiple purposes. First, seeing the spread of the kingdom can help to encourage and to lift us up during difficult times, reminding us that God is eternally at work in the world and that the kingdom of God is our eternal promise. It helps to fill us with hope and encourages us to respond with action. I also believe that when we focus on and orient ourselves towards the kingdom, it by design pulls us into and alongside the work of God in the world. We become a part of God's action, and we work to support and spread the love and justice of God. We somehow become swept up in this transformative work of God as it moves us to action. I think if we aren't careful, we can focus so much on the division and the injustice and the fear that inhabits the world that we can begin to lose sight of the spreading kingdom. We can begin to lose hope and start to feel like the forces of fear and hate and division will be victorious. And I'm not arguing that we shouldn't work in the world and be aware of what's happening around us, but we can't lose sight of the fact that God is also at work, overturning and overthrowing the powers of the world and sowing justice. Yes, we have to call out and we have to name injustice when it happens, but we can also bring attention and awareness to the spreading of God's love and God's mercy as well. We can name those who are helping and changing the world. We can choose to be swept up in love and grace or in hate and fear, but I know where I would rather spend my time. Do ye the little things. As you leave here today, I want to invite all of you to make an effort this week to look for the dangerous and ever-growing and expanding kingdom of God. Look for signs that fear and division are being challenged and overwhelmed. Look for justice and mercy and love. I promise you'll find it if you look. And when you see these signs, shine light on them. Share their stories with others and help to amplify their impact. Help them to grow and expand. Use them as examples and guides for your own life and spread hope and light and love. Be joyful and keep your faith and your creed and do the little things. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.